Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we are going to head to Ole Miss. We are going to head around the country to kind of take a closer look at some of the players who have been mocked to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk national NFL draft, and then we'll focus in on the Chiefs coming up momentarily. So at this point, I believe that you guys know the draft order, but if you don't, let me inform you, Tennessee has the number one overall pick. Cleveland has the number two pick. The Giants, number three. New England, number four. And Jacksonville, number five. Now, we think that we have a pretty clear picture of who some of these selections are going to be. Cam Ward, number one overall. Travis Hunter, number two overall. Abdul Carter, number three overall to the New York Giants. And that's where things get interesting. Now, every person that mocks the NFL draft has Will Campbell going to the New England Patriots. He is a very talented offensive lineman from LSU. But if you remember the audio clip that we played yesterday from Todd McShay, he's not super high on Will Campbell. Here's what he said.
People in the other draft rooms are like, pew, 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 yes, yes.
Right.
Because, yeah, go ahead, take Tet. Take Will Campbell. Because right. I'm talking to teams, and they don't – like, Tet and Will aren't sniffing the very top where we've got other guys. Obviously, Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. But now we got a quarterback who's in not a great quarterback class that no one else is really worried about. Now we've got a wide receiver in not a great wide receiver class that nobody else is really worried where he goes. Okay? Now we got an offensive tackle and a tackle class. I told you, talking to NFL people, fifth or sixth offensive tackle a year ago. Okay? Quarterback would have been fifth or sixth last year. Offensive tackle would have been fifth or sixth last year. Wide receiver would have been sixth last year.
Will Campbell last season would have been the fourth or fifth offensive lineman that came off of the board. So if you were looking at last season, the fifth offensive lineman came off the board at 18. We're now talking about using the fourth overall pick to draft that player. That seems like a problem to me. This is my question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What is the argument against taking Ashton Jeanty at 4 if you're New England? Because I can make a pretty strong argument in taking him with the number 4 overall pick. Look at the weapons New England has. This is their skill positions. Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, at wide receiver. They overpaid for Stephon Diggs, who is now playing for his third team in three seasons and is coming off a significant leg injury. You got DeMario Douglas, Kayshon Boutte, and Hunter Henry. Those are the offensive weapons that you have decided to put around your potential franchise quarterback in Drake May. Now, I know running back value, positional value, you don't want to take a running back that high. But for teams that take a running back in the area that I'm talking about, I mean, it usually kind of works out. So these are the last five running backs who have been selected in the top 10. Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, and Leonard Fournette. That's the five. I mean, drafting Jahmyr Gibbs with the fourth overall pick in this year's draft class doesn't sound like that bad of an option to me. Drafting Christian McCaffrey in this year's draft class doesn't seem that bad to me. If you want to go back one more, Ezekiel Elliott was a top five pick. If you drafted Ezekiel Elliott with the fourth overall pick and you're New England, is that a bad thing to pair with your quarterback? I understand the argument about positional value, and for the most part, I am on you guys' side. But I do think that we overthink it a little bit. Just draft a player that you think moves the needle for your team and a player that you think can help. And you are not telling me that you would draft our Marius Mims with the fourth overall pick when he went 18 last year to the Cincinnati Bengals. Not when you got a chance to get maybe the best skill position player in this year's draft class. This is where I think we go a little bit overboard on running back and trying to devalue their position. We're talking about a team last year in the New England Patriots that ran it 446 times. They gave Ramondre Stevenson 200 carries last year, and they threw it to him 50 times. He's the most important player in your offense. Is that a bad thing to now make that Ashton Jeanty, who was the best college running back we've seen since Reggie Bush? I don't think that's a bad option if you're the New England Patriots. I don't know why in every single one of these mocks they have them taking who would have been the 19th, 21st overall pick last year instead of taking arguably the best skill position player in this draft in Ashton Jeanty. I think we are now going a little bit too overboard with positional value, especially in a draft class in which we don't think that it's incredibly strong. In a draft that we don't think there's a lot of stars or high-end players, the Patriots got a chance to take one of those high-end players, then take them at four. I would take Ashton Jeanty if I'm the New England Patriots. If you're trying to give your quarterback the best possible options, you got to really sell me on why Ashton Jeanty for their offense is not the best possible option.
I don't want to have the positional value argument because we both know the positional value. Jeanty at four is nonsense for positional value. But do you know what I think we also overthink? Best player available. Every GM will tell you they want the best player available in their pre-draft press conference. Do we think Jeanty's the fourth best player in this draft? I don't, and I think Jeanty's good. I know I hate running back, but Jeanty's a good player. I don't think he is the fourth best player in the draft, period.
Who do you think it is?
I actually think the answer is either Mason Graham or Armand Mimbo.
Okay.
Mimbo, I think, in a weird twist of fate, I'm going to stand back here and tell you that the Missouri tackle is the best tackle in the draft. He's an athletic freak.
But you and I both know that if Mimbo was in last year's draft class, he'd be like the 23rd overall pick last year.
I would also say that
and now we're advocating to take that player at four for this upcoming year. So that's why I think we are having these arguments about positional value, but we're also not arguing, wait, you're telling me to take who I believe is a mid-round prospect using a top five pick instead of a player where I think that Ashton Jeanty in most draft classes, in most, would be the best running back on the board. I think I'd rather have the best running back in a draft class than have in this year's draft class the best offensive lineman.
I also think it's a little unfair to take it when you compare it to previous draft classes. You have to take each draft in its own vacuum. You really do. And you know what this draft has? A lot of depth at what position, Carrington? Running back. If you take Mimbo at four, he's what I think is the best tackle in the draft. I don't think Will Campbell's better than Mimbo. If you take Mimbo at four and at 36 or whatever your second round pick is, you take Omarion Hampton, Travion Henderson, Quishon Judkins. Pick one of the running backs the Chiefs had talked about. Dylan Sampson. Are you better or worse than Jenty and a tackle at 36? I think that's the conversation. It's not a slap in Jenty's face to say, hey, Jenty, you're a 89 in Madden, but I can get an 82 in Madden in the second round. There's a much larger gap at offensive line, defensive line, corner at pick four than there is running back. And maybe I'm just explaining positional value in a different way, and that's fine. But I think in this draft, you got to take each draft in a vacuum. Running back is so deep. Don't worry about where offensive lineman number one would go in last year's draft. Take him where he fits in this year's draft.
But this is where I think that we've gone a little bit too overboard. Someone on the text line says, taking a running back in the first round is always stupid. There isn't enough of a difference between RB1 and 15 running back. Sure, the running back might be good, but you don't win anything, so who cares? We watch the NFL. You're telling me that you don't notice a difference on Sundays and having Jahmyr Gibbs and having Chase Brown as your running back? There's not a difference between those two backs.